This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. You see, according to the hakira we had before, that if somebody went to the bathroom twice, they have to make two Asher Yatzars. Let's say you have two Mishnah Berurahs in one day. Do you have to say good morning in front of every shir? L'chayra, according to the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, every shir requires a new, a separate good morning. Okay, so we're now learning Simen Ches. Let's see Sif Beis. We began Hilchos Tzitzis. Seder Atifasai. The arrangement of wrapping the tzitzis. Kederech b'nei Adam. Shemiskasim b'chsusam v'oiskim b'malachtam. It's like the derech of people that cover themselves in their cloak while they are busy in their work. Pa'amim b'kisui arosh, pa'amim b'gil arosh. Sometimes their head is covered, sometimes their head is uncovered. V'nachon sheyichase arosh shebetalis. It is correct to cover your head in the talis. What does that mean, it is correct? When is it correct? Why is it correct? So, right now we're uncommitted. Are we talking about the talis katan? Are we talking about the talis gadol? But the way of wrapping seems to be the way people used to conduct themselves when they worked. Sometimes their head was covered, sometimes not. Now, says Mishnah Berurah, the afa gav demvarchin on lesaatev. Even though the bracha is to wrap yourself, so why would the mechaber say sometimes begilui harosh? What kind of ituf is it if your head is uncovered? Kisui haguf luchudei hava ituf v'hu ikur ha ituf. The covering of the body itself is the wrapping, and that's the main wrapping. So I believe that means that when you do wrap yourself and you do the atifa before you put on the talis gadol, many people, they're mishalshel, in other words, they flick it behind them, and the talis in the back is only covering the head down to the neck, and they don't wrap their guf at all, and they are not fulfilling the ikar ituf. The Mishnah Berurah says the ikar ituf is ituf haguf. That means that the talis needs to cover the top of the shoulders and part of the top of the back as well. Because otherwise, you're only doing atifas harosh, you're not doing atifas haguf. Ve'ovrei drachim, shemanichin atalas kishuhu mekupol. Wayfarers, that they leave the talis when it's folded, umashashim sav tzavarm al kisveim, and they just hang down the talis on their neck, on their shoulders. They're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. So in other words, if you're wearing your talis like a scarf, you know, you keep it basically all folded up, and you're wearing it like a scarf, and you could get a job in one of the other denominations of Judaism, maybe as a, you know, then you're not, you'd say, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why? Because it's now, it's ituf harosh and not ituf haguf. Siv beiz, batalis. It is correct to cover your head with the talis. Why? Sheki soizeh machnia lev ha'adam. Covering your head humbles the heart. Umevil lidei yira shamayim. And brings to the fear of God. Va'ayin betaz, shedaitoi, denachon, shaloi, yasir, hakoi, vahakotan, sha'aroishoi, beis ha'tfila, the Taz is of the opinion, don't take off your yarmulke just because you are wearing a talis gadol over your head, because it seems like both are accomplished something. Because of Abach, the opinion of the Bach is one should wear the talis on their head from the beginning of davening until the end. At the very least, you should keep your head wrapped the amount of time it takes to walk dalat amas. Now, when the Bach says you should wear the talis on your head from the beginning of davening until, does he mean from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei until the end of Shemoneh Esrei? Does he mean from the beginning of Adonai Olam until the end of the Yom? So I think this requires actually a shir unto itself. There are a lot of different opinions. Interestingly, in the yeshiva where I learned, the minhag was not to keep your head covered with the talis for the whole davening. I think only from Berchas Kriya Shema, Shemona Esrei, maybe Tachnun as well, and that's it. But that was more like a slabotka practice of not to be medaktik on chitzonios. But according to the Bach, it seems like al pi the poiskim, it is considered proper to cover your head in the talis throughout. We should discuss that in length on another occasion. Because of the kavanas, it says in the kavanas of the Ari, Harizal hayo mechazad alas ala tefillin shel roish, that the Ari covered not only his head, but the tefillin shel roish as well. Va'ayin soif simen chav zayin, da'al kapanim lo yechasa legamri. Look at the end of soif simen chav zayin, that don't cover the tefillin shel roish completely. The Shulchan Aruch says that in Simen Chav Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, that it's toiv that the tefillin shel roish should be a little bit apparent, and the Mishnah Berurah says because it says Viro Kol Amei Haaretz. He quotes over here from the Machzas HaShekel that you should cover the tefillin with the talis like a roof, so that the tefillin should be apparent from someone in front of you. In other words, it doesn't mean you cover it and nobody knows you're wearing tefillin. It means there's like sort of an angle so that somebody in front of you could see your tefillin. He does bring that the Mishnah Berurah brings later on in Siman Tzadi Aleph from the Prima Gadim, that your whole face, your head should be covered ad einav with the talis. But oyd chazon lamoy, let's see when we get over there. Fine. Now the Mishnah Berurah gives us some direction regarding how to make an atifa with the talis. B'shas atifa mechase roishay b'hatalis ad sheyagia ad piv. When you make the atifa, you cover your head in the talis until it reaches your mouth. So I remember my Rav, Rav Pinchas Breuer Shlita, when I became a chassan, I asked him to show me how to do an atifa. So he said, you take the talis shel roish, put it down to your mouth, and let it be like in between the two lips. Put it in between the two lips, so it should be medaktik ad piv. That's how he showed me how to do it. I don't know if that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mishnah Berurah is just saying it should be ad piv. But if you want to measure, you don't have to actually put it in the inside of your mouth. You don't have to swallow pieces of your tongue. It means, just you keep it dry. But then, umashlich kol arba tzitzioses litzad smoil. You should throw the four corners to the left side, and you stay that way, kidei hiluch dalet amos. To the left side. So what difference does it make? Only if you want to do it right. So if you want to do it right, you throw it to the left side. And you stay that way a few seconds. Don't be in a rush. Then you remove that atifa until the shalroish is seen a little bit v'chanal. Now what about the people that do the left side, the right side, and they're slugging kaparas and they're hitting people? Look, if they have a cheshbon, why the guy behind them is chayiv malkus, that's I can't get involved in that. But you only do it once to the left side. My great grandmother told me to the right side four times, to the left side twice, spin around. No. So you could tell her you did that, but you don't have to actually do that. That is not part of the atifa. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. V'yamid kol achzat tzitzis al mekoyma. Then you position all the tzitzis in its correct place. V'chilisa b'sif dalet. V'zehu atifa sheyotzema l'kulei alma. By doing this, you yotze all the opinions. V'loi k'moy shenagim eiz anoshim shemoyshchin hatalis al atzman. Not like some people, they pull the talis on themselves. Ad shemagia haroish l'chatzi orech hatalis. So basically, they put themselves in the talis so they could look like a ghost, because they want to scare the rabbi or something. No, you put it ad piv, not mamish. You wrap yourself in the talis so that the guy is in shul should think like some kind of, you know, goylem is made it to shul to be mekayim the shita the chacham tzvi that you're mitzdar for goylem to the minyan. No, you have to put the talis only ad piv. Dezeu eino nikra atifa. Wrapping the talis like the goylem of Prague is not considered an atifa. Ayin b'mayikotan chavdalet omenaf. Mashem v'gemara, shabachar lohoyim mechasa roisha b'talis afilu talmud chacham. I guess this is for those yakis who they put on a talis, or maybe even for a bachar who's davening for the amud. So maybe the bachar then would wear his hat, but would not wrap the talis around his head, even if he's a Talmud Chacham. The Dirshu points out, from here it's mashma, like the yakis, that you wear a talis even before you're married. Later on, in Simen Yud Zayin Siv Katon Yud, he brings the opinion of the Maril that children, that boys don't wear a talis until they get married. And the Mishnah Berurah is Matmiya. What about the mitzvah of tzitzis? And we'll see how the Mishnah Berurah addresses that. Fine. Siv Gimel, very quickly. Talisos Ketanim Shalanu She'anu Noigim Lilboish. Our talis katans, that it's our minug to wear. Afal Pi She'ein Bohem Ituf. Even though we're not rapping with them. So you say, so what are we mekayim? We're not rapping. Yoytzin mehamidei chayves tzitzis. You're yoytzin the chiv of tzitzis. V'toyv la'aniach oysay aroyshay. But nevertheless, it's good to place it on your head. Rachboy lekamasoy. The width to your height. Ulesatef boy. Wrap yourself with it. V'yamoyd kach ma'utav. Stand that way, wrap. L'pachas kidei hilach dalet amos. V'yache kach yim shechenu me'aroyshay v'yavishenu. And then you pull it from off your head, and you don it. So the Mechaber seems to be saying that even a talis katan, you should do ituf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, talisois ketanim, v'hu sheyesh bem shir, sha'akotan ben tes shanim yiskasa ba'arosh v'ruvay. There is a minimum shir that your talis katan has to be. Don't say, well, I wear a talis katan, I'll take my three-year-old's talis katan with, you know, with his designer fireman or Uncle Moshe talis with the glue, the red glue, or his Batman talis, I don't know what he has on it, and you're going to say, I'm going to wear it, it's much more comfortable, it comes like an inch below my neck. It has to be something that a nine-year-old would cover his head and his majority. We'll see what that is. And a 13-year-old would not be embarrassed to occasionally go out that way. We'll see in Simta Zayin. Nowadays, kol ksus shelanu, all of our garments, derech kisoyhem, are a manner of covering. Ve'ituf loyramiza ba'iraisa. In other words, nowadays, all of our coverings are derech kisui. In other words, the mechaber is bothered by akasha. The Mishnah Berurah is bothered by akasha. How are you yotze with a talis katan, but we're not doing an ituf? The answer is, it doesn't say in the Torah you have to do an ituf, and the clothing that we wear are derech kisui, so you're yotze. But it's better to do an ituf and stand that way, me'utaf, in order to be yoytze, those who hold, lotze istami das asarim, to be ina dafka ituf. V'nir da'anoigin shloy levarach klal al talis katan. Those, that's us, who the minhag is not to make a bracha at all on the talis katan. Rak poitrin ois v'berachas ha'talis gadol, ein tzarech klal lehesatef bay. So that's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. That for those who don't make a bracha on the talis katan, then the yoytzu of talis gadol, you don't have to do an ituf on the talis katan, the ayin b'magen avram, ubeber hagra. And then the mechaber says, walk with it ma'utav da'ar amos, and then you could pull it off your head. The ikar hakapeda be'es halavisha, the ikar ituf, and the ikar that your ma'atev roishoy is at the time you put it on, but not later. Okay, so we'll remain on schedule. The next time we meet in person will be, Ez Hashem, Thursday. We'll finish this daf. And in the meantime, have a wonderful next couple days. And we'll see you Thursday again. So we were already a day ahead. We did 2 days today. And Thursday will be on track. Okay, everyone? Baruch Vatzlach. Have a great day. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.